And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this one, Alabama. I mean, this show sends its signal like, whew, way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in, just for good measure. Glad you're with us. Great day. Text message already coming in. You want to text it or call it, you're welcome to it. 833-687-4448. TL from Huntsville sent me something. What you got there, TL? Let me see. Yeah, I did see that, by the way. It's actually in one of my resources. There's a huge event that happened last night. People didn't almost really see it coming, but there was an event called Unite Auburn down at Auburn University, and it just broke out into like spontaneous revival. Thousands were there. Hundreds decided to go to the lake nearby on campus at Red Barn and got baptized. Coach Hugh Freeze and Coach Bruce Pearl were actually baptizing people. I mean, and hundreds got baptized. Big, big doings. So good stuff. Champ from Decatur says, beautiful prayer. Could you start the show with that prayer every day? Well, Champ, I appreciate it. Let's see how the Spirit moves that thing. And I do believe you just hit on something. So Jeff from Holly Pond says, what's the proper way to get rid of a flag? In the American flag is what I'm talking about. And the U.S. flag is only supposed to be disposed of properly. There's only certain ways to fold it. There are actually protocols for how you hang it and display it. Even if you have it hanging in front of your house, you're supposed to have a light on it at night. But the disposing of the American flag, and I don't have the regulations in front of me, usually requires burning it, but only after doing so in a certain fashion. It's not like you build a campfire. Anyway, the Patriots Association that I was talking about takes care of that and makes sure it happens in that regard. Wayne from Falkville. Phil, don't be worried about the classified documents in Biden's garage. I heard they were fully vetted. Nice. JT Lacey Springs was thinking about Hunter's indictment. Had the judge accepted the plea deal, this would never have occurred. You are so correct, sir. Cody from Muscle Shoals, I missed your monologue. Any way I can listen to it? Yes, sir. Cody, we podcast the show out every day. It'll be up. It's on YouTube. It's also on Podbean, Apple, all the other podcasting platforms. Boomer usually has it up, what time, Boom? By the evening times?
Sometime tonight.
Yeah, okay.
So it differs.
Yeah. It's based upon putting children to bed and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
All right, so yeah, but the bottom line is, yes, every day's show is podcasted out in segments, and you can usually get the Right Side Way monologue by itself if you want to.
Yep. I will say the video is out quicker than the actual audio podcast.
All right.
So it's usually, the video on YouTube is usually out, I'd say probably within the next hour after we're done with the show.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've seen that. And when you do that, by the way, if you go to YouTube and just hit subscribe next to Right Side Radio, bam, you can find it. And Cody's already texted in and says, thank you, sir. And I said thank you back. All right. Let me jump into this mini dipper. So this just happened, y'all. I mean, this is legit. Just happened. I pulled it off of Fox News. Hunter Biden indicted on Thursday on federal gun charges out of special counsel David Weiss's investigation. Keep in mind, David Weiss was the original prosecutor, U.S. attorney, attempting to craft the, you know, sweetheart plea deal for Hunter Biden, where he would basically have no liability and no prison time and go into some kind of a diversion program that nobody else would have gotten access to with these crimes. David Weiss, when that fell apart, the judge would not accept it, which is a bit unusual. But the judge looked at this in open court and said, what kind of deal is this? I have never seen one. Is this constitutional? Is this legal? And the prosecutors were somewhat hamstrung because they didn't expect her to do that. And Hunter had walked into court that morning with his attorneys, just believing he would just go ahead and say, yes, ma'am, I accept. I will plead, because all he was going to get was two little slaps on the wrist, misdemeanors, plus go to diversion on the gun charges and be done. Judge wouldn't take it. Hunter had no choice then but to plead not guilty. Pleading not guilty left things open. So at that point, pleading not guilty means the prosecutor has to go forward, except that what happened soon thereafter was David Weiss, the same U.S. attorney we're talking about, was actually tapped by Merrick Garland from the DOJ to be a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden. Now, there is some reason to believe that this was CYA and would also tend to cloud things up, and you couldn't get documents to Congress because now it's part of a special counsel's investigation and yada, yada. And then all of a sudden, David Weiss, who I'm starting to wonder, is he just trying to get his reputation back? Is he trying to make sure that people see that he's legit? I don't know. Is there some other part of the story we're not seeing yet? I don't know. All I know is this. Hunter Biden was indicted on 3 felony charges related to firearm possessions and falsifying records. He faces a maximum potential of 25 years in prison. This went from being a nothing burger to a triple felony indictment with 25 years max. It says Biden was charged with making a false statement in the purchase of a firearm, making a false statement related to information required to be kept by a federal firearms licensed dealer, and 1 count of possession of a firearm by a person who's an unlawful user or addicted to controlled substances. Now you might look at this and go, I mean, is this really a big deal? It's a big deal. Is it a big deal? I don't know. Is it really that big a deal? I mean, did he hurt anybody? Was anybody hurting this? I mean, first of all, let's keep in mind, Hunter was kicked out of the Navy for testing positive for cocaine. Hunter was a crack addict. Hunter was just a freaking mess. Hunter Biden was absolutely everything you're not supposed to be when you apply for, a firearm. And he had to lie on the records to get it. So the son of the vice president at the time fills out forms believing he's privileged and doesn't want anybody to know. And I don't want to talk about it. I'll say yes. I'll say no. And he was buying a .38 special. For what? What was he going to do with the .38 special? Well, I don't know. Self-protection, maybe? Okay, we hope so. He was also a crack addict who videoed himself with hookers and was at one point driving a car that he got with money that came in from an overseas transaction, a $143,000 Porsche that he was doing 170 miles an hour on the interstate going to Las Vegas to gamble and hang out with hookers. This is not a healthy lifestyle. It says, according to the indictment, on or about October 12th of 2018 in the District of Delaware, the defendant, Robert Hunter Biden, in connection with the acquisition of a firearm, which was a Colt Cobra 38 Special revolver, serial number, yada, 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 knowingly made a false and fictitious written statement intended and likely to deceive the dealer with respect to a fact material to the lawfulness of the sale. In that, the defendant, Robert Hunter Biden, provided a written statement on the form 4473. Certifying that he was not an unlawful user and had not been addicted to any stimulants, narcotic drugs, or other controlled substances. And in fact, that was fictitious. The indictment also says, Biden, knowing that he was an unlawful user and addicted to stimulants, narcotics, and drugs, and other controlled substances, did knowingly possess that firearm. And then what happened was, his wife, who, by the way, was it actually his girlfriend at the time or his fiance? Anyway, keep in mind, this family's got some weird twists in it, man. I mean, this is like, you just can't, this is like, this. The Biden family is a soap opera. So Hunter Biden's brother, Bo Biden, didn't get kicked out of the Navy, but he died of brain cancer. Hunter Biden, the crack addict, then married his sister-in-law. What? Yes. So Hunter Biden marries Hallie Biden, who had been married to Bo Biden, keeping it all in the family, you understand. And Hallie Biden apparently got nervous about him having a gun because they knew he wasn't supposed to have one. And so she threw it in a trash can. And when she threw it in the trash, well, it was a serial numbered item. And when it was found in the trash can, investigation revealed it was Hunter Biden's. And that's when it all came down. Listen, he was kicked out of the Navy while his dad was vice president. He was lying on this form at the time that I believe his dad was just beginning his run for the presidency. It's a mess. And it's a mess. Hunter Biden indicted. If we get a chance, we hope to have Jay Towne, former U.S. attorney, on the show either today or tomorrow. If Jay gets free today, he might call in. If not, we're hoping to have him on tomorrow. Get his perspective as a U.S. attorney. How bad is this really? Well, I don't do criminal law myself. And I certainly don't do federal criminal law. I'm a civil lawyer. I'm a civil lawyer. But anyway, I would say this is bad. This is bad in a variety of ways. It's bad because it's real. It's a felony charge. It's bad because his dad's the president. It's bad because it creates a swirl. It's also bad for the Bidens because I don't know what else is going on with Mr. Weiss, the special counsel. So here's the interesting dynamic, and I don't know that we ever got an answer to this. But on August 29th, which is only 2 weeks ago, congressional Republicans were asking for Attorney General Merrick Garland to turn over what's known as a scope memorandum, a scope memorandum. There's usually a memo that's done internally that outlines the authority that the special counsel is being given and what authorities and directions they have to investigate. Is it far-reaching? Is it broad? Is it tailored specifically to certain things? What authority does he have? And we don't know. So a 6-page letter was sent by the chairman of Judiciary Oversight Ways and Means asking Garland to provide the scope memo. These scope memos have been divulged in the past, like when Attorney General Bill Barr appointed Robert Mueller for the Trump-Russia investigation. Well, okay, we saw the scope memo, and we knew when he was or was not outside the line and scope of his investigative authority. We don't have a scope memo that I know of yet on David Weiss, and I want to know, is it going to end here, or is he still looking for other stuff, and this indictment could wind up leading to plea deals on other things? It's a mess. Oh, by the way, this is the family of the President of the United States. And if it was a Republican, I can just tell you right now, it'd be nonstop. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I will work with the topics we have at hand. I've got the next one, if we get to it. I'll take a few text messages, too. Faith Not Fear is up first. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.